Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, February 1st. I'm Ray Graff. For one reason or another, there's a fairly good chance that millions of people will be gathered around a TV Sunday night. Some of you might even be holding watch parties or heading to one. One thing is for sure, you'll need some food to sustain yourselves. And here on Food Friday, we have brought in the best menu officiating crew in the league. De'Anna Fox and Rocco DeFazio have been paired up to dish out their favorite snacks for the big game. If you have a question about what to include in your snack array or you have an idea you want to share, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. De'Anna Fox, Rocco DeFazio, your calls coming up on a Food Friday right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. On this Food Friday, we will help you choose your starting menu for Sunday's big football game. And our Pro Bowlers are in the studio, De'Anna Fox and Rocco DeFazio. De'Anna is a cooking instructor and food and agriculture journalist based in the Capital Region. Her work appears locally in the Times Union, the Daily Gazette, as well as in national publications like USA Today, the Washington Post, Eater, The Kitchen, and Beer Advocate. De'Anna is a regular on this program. Her work and classes can be found at foxonfood.com. Rocco opened DeFazio's Wood-Fired Pizzeria in Troy in 1989, and it has won numerous Best of Awards from around the Capital Region for its unique pizza offerings at Italian Fair. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951. He's a Siena College grad and a former science teacher, also a regular on this program. De'Anna and Rocco, welcome back to the show.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Hey, Ray. Buongiorno.
That's Italian, right?
I hope so.
Good for you. The number to call is 800-348-2551 if you want to share your I hate saying the big game. The NFL is so... You can't say the name of the game in certain circumstances. It drives me crazy.
Unless you pay them, you could say it.
And I'm not paying them. I have to watch it. 800-348-2551 is the number if you'd like to share something with us or learn something from our experts. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. voxpop@wamc.org. 800-348-2551. First of all, De'Anna Fox, we always joke about onion dip, because Rocco, he gets really annoyed the fact that there's onion dip. I got to say, the onion dip is fantastic.
Thank you.
Have some, Rocco.
I'm going to have some before I leave.
You don't eat white food. You told us that.
I don't like white.
What is that?
I need a little color.
Right, well, there's parsley in there. It's a little green.
Tell us about the onion dip, De'Anna Fox.
Oh, the onion dip. It's so good. It's so easy. You just take a few onions and you slice them up and you put them in a hot pan with a little butter and a little olive oil and some salt and a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of baking soda to help cook them a little faster. And you just let them go until they turn this like nice, rich kind of like amber color.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. They kind of melt together and then you let them cool. I put some thyme in there, put a little splash of vermouth.
See, Rocco, there's vermouth in that.
Vermouth, yeah.
Have a swig of the onion.
Yeah. And then you mix together all that's cooling. You mix together a little bit of sour cream and some mayonnaise and some Worcestershire sauce and some powdered onion and some dried onion and a little salt and a little pepper. Fold in those onions and let it sit for a day so all the flavors kind of, mellow together. They meld together. They get really tangy and intense. It's so good.
I think we have a winner. I think we don't even need to have the rest of the food here.
I think we're done.
It's all
done.
Onion
I'll pack
dip.
Up everything I have here, and I'll go home.
Yeah.
All right. Now, of course, the big game is coming up, and we have decided to bestow upon our listeners some ideas for snacks. And Rocco, tell us what your starting lineup is here today.
Okay. Well, our Italian thing is meatballs.
Yeah.
And so I have four different varieties of meatballs here.
Okay.
One being the newest one, a vegetarian ball.
Really?
Yes.
And how do you make that?
Well, it's spinach ricotta.
Ah.
Some breadcrumbs, some eggs, a lot of pecorino romano cheese, give it a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
A little nutmeg. And this is a very old recipe, believe it or not. If you go to northern Italy around the Siena region.
Yeah.
It's called malfatti. Malfatti.
Malfatti.
Malfatti. Yeah. The word meaning badly made. But these aren't badly made.
No,
I think it was the original. If you look at some of the images online, some of them look kind of strange.
Yeah, a little malfatti.
I'm eating one right now, and they're wonderfully made.
Really?
And they are
good. They're so good.
How do they taste?
They taste amazing. I mean, they have a texture like a meatball.
Well, that's
like
what
a really
it is.
Tender
I always
meatball.
Wanted to yeah. make a vegetarian meatball, and we finally did it right after the holidays.
It's really...
And do you fry those?
Those I baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I baked those, and I made a slider with it, with a pesto, mm-hmm. kind of Alfredo sauce there, a little creamy, mm-hmm. and I think there's onions.
It works.
Some tomatoes.
A tomato.
Some greens.
Mm, so good.
Dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dark.
And then dark. You have three other varieties
three
of meatballs.
Three other ones. We also make a turkey meatball.
Oh, yeah.
Which are very good. And I did that classic bacon. You'll like this mayo.
You know, that's a shot. You're taking a shot at me.
I'm not taking
about
a shot.
Mayo.
But it's a turkey club.
Oh, nice.
So we have
beautiful.
That here. Then... I also make a chicken parm meatball.
Yeah.
And that buffalo chicken parm meatball. So
yeah.
you got to try that
one. All right,
one.
Fair enough.
And the last one I made, I don't think I brought enough food, Ray.
Oh, yeah. I think we'll be all right.
Is a traditional Italian pork and beef meatball, which I made a parm.
Mm.
So it's a
standard
parm. And these are all sliders, and the bread comes from Prinzo Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Their rolls are wonderful.
Mm-hmm. For a long time, they have been.
No, 50 years we've been dealing with them. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And why I like them so much, that's all they do is make Italian bread and rolls, and they've perfected it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Well, our number here is 800-348-2551. If you're getting ready for the big game and getting ready for a celebration or a gathering. Deanna Fox, what else did you bring today?
Well, I was thinking about the teams that they're playing.
Yep.
And a little, it's like a little East Coast, West Coast rivalry.
All right. You got Los Angeles against the Pats.
Yeah, against Boston. So I did make some New England clam chowder, but it was a little hard. It got a little cold on me, so I didn't want to. Trust me, it's good.
And the hour-long drive to get to the station.
It's good. That's right. That's right. But I did make some carnita tacos, carnitas. Mm.
And that would be the West Coast.
The West Coast.
I don't think that the pilgrims were eating too many carnita tacos.
Probably not. But, you know, with all the immigrant groups coming in and everything else, there's some good food in Boston right now. There's a ton of good food. A ton of good Italian food. Right, Rocco?
The best.
Yeah.
You really like the northern...
Love the North End.
Yeah.
Love the North End. Great
so
Italian food.
So I made our meat... is carnitas, which is pork shoulder.
Oh, look at that.
Essentially. So what you do is you cut a 3-pound chunk of pork shoulder into smaller pieces, put a little oil in the pan, salt and pepper your meat. You brown it over medium-high heat so you get this nice char on it. And then you throw in some dried hot peppers and some cumin and oregano and a little cayenne pepper and some salt.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, you pour beer in. Because
what kind of beer? Cheap?
I just use, to represent, I used a Sam Adams lager.
Okay.
So I should have used something West Coast, but, you know, it was what I had on hand.
Fair enough.
And then cover the rest with some cooking stock. I had some chicken stock on hand, so I used that. And you just let it simmer. Mm. Throw a bay leaf in there. Let it simmer, simmer, simmer until that pork just shreds. It just falls apart. You take the pork out. You take a pound of bacon in a separate pan, and you render all the fat off the bacon, which means that you cook the bacon until the fat kind of pools into liquid. And then you take all that shredded meat and you fry it in bacon fat.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's so good.
That
and then
looks amazing.
Thank you. And then I made some sweet corn relish and some cabbage slaw to top off your taco and some sriracha sauce because can't be Los Angeles without sriracha. So.
Well, that's pretty good. And it looks beautiful, too.
Thank you.
If you're watching at WAMC.org.
A lot of color.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of color in that. That's beautiful. And I guess that means you can eat it, Rocco.
We will eat that.
Yeah.
All right. Our number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to share your thoughts on Super Bowl eating and gatherings. And, Rocco, what else did you bring?
Well, what I like to bring when we're invited to a party is not so much pizza but stromboli.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because stromboli travels very well.
Yeah.
And we make like 10 different varieties of stromboli, which we sell at the local farmer's market in Troy.
Yeah.
And so I want you to try this one.
What is it?
This is something I don't usually have, but it is, you will know exactly what it is.
Oh, it looks like it's got some meat and some cheese in there.
Right. And you want to use.
I can tell you what this is.
That's corned beef.
Oh.
Is it? Oh, and you got the mustard. Hang on. I better get a plate.
So that is a Reuben stromboli.
Oh, I'll be darned.
And I used, again, Prinzo rye dough to make it. And there's great boar's head meat.
Yeah.
And some Swiss sauerkraut. And you and that travels very well.
And this is something you guys offer at the Italian joint?
Yeah, we offer that. We'll
really?
Start offering it from now till St. Patrick's
Day. How about that?
And the other one I have here.
Look at that.
Is something new we just started.
That this looks amazing.
A General Tso's stromboli.
Well, I got to say, I've had the General Tso's pizza from DeFazio's.
Well, we did it in a stromboli.
Oh, my word. Well, this is pretty exciting, and I see Zach the engineer getting excited as well. I tell you what, Zach, let's take a break. You can always run in here, have a nibble. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. 800-348-2551 is the number. Deanna Fox, Rocco DeFazio here to talk about your food for the big game on Sunday, and we'll be back. With food like this, who needs the game? Our number is 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. We get you ready for the big game Sunday and some cooking ideas from Deanna Fox and Rocco DeFazio. And Rocco, the Reuben stromboli.
Oh, it's so good.
Out of control.
So good.
And then the taco. This is a battle.
The taco.
This is a good. This is a good battle.
Yeah.
The shredded pork taco. Yeah. Deanna Fox, it must have taken you 2 hours to make these.
Well, it's hands off, you know.
But you have to make the pork, and then you got to make the relish and everything else.
No, the relish is fast. The relish is, I threw some frozen sweet corn, because it's that time of the year, in a cast iron pan, a dry cast iron pan.
Why?
So that you don't get any moisture, so that you can get that nice, you see how they're kind of charred? It's kind of got some burnt spots?
Yeah.
So you get a lot of flavor on it. You kind of render the sugar that's happening in the sweet corn and pull it out, caramelize it a little bit. And then once that's a little bit toasty, a little smoke on it, you put your red onion and some jalapeno pepper and some bell pepper and a little lime juice and some salt, and that's it.
Love the lime juice. Just a little bit in there. Yeah, really nice touch.
And then when it cools, you throw in some cilantro. If you're one of those people who doesn't like cilantro, just leave it out. And then the slaw is just cabbage. I bought some pre-shredded cabbage at the grocery store and a little bit of Greek yogurt or sour cream, whatever you want to use. And some lime juice and some salt and cilantro, and that's it.
That's a really good combo. Let's take a quick call here and then move on to the next topic. 800-348-2551 is the number. Marcia in Albany. Marcia, you're on.
Oh, thank you for getting me on. I love to cook, and I have a recipe idea for all you people. This is Lutzenkugel cupcakes. You can put them in cupcake muffin tins, butter it or oil with boil the noodles.
Yeah.
Sour cream, cottage cheese, orange juice, egg.
Nice.
Sugar, and you could put raisins in each one and bake it for an hour.
Well, that sounds great.
And spread it around the cupcakes, and you will have a delicious new treat for Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, I don't think that people know really what kugel is, so can you explain it a little bit?
Oh, it's noodle pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's made in a lasagna loaf pan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
And it's a member of my tribe food.
Well, good job. Are you going to watch the game, Marcia? You going to watch the game?
Well, maybe the commercials.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so I can't get a prediction out of you then.
I'll be cooking.
Okay, well, good. Well, good luck, and thank you for that recipe. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. And before we get any further, Rocco, you wanted to mention something, a nice Christmas gift you got from
the listeners from WAMC.
Yeah.
Last time I was on, we did the Christmas show.
Yeah.
And I said how I was going to give away gelato in exchange for clothing and items for the homeless children
right.
at Joseph House.
Yep.
And this year, I think they had like 136 homeless children staying at Joseph, just in Troy. So, and we collected, I bet, close to $2,000.
Well, that's awesome.
They had to bring two
that's
vans.
That's terrific.
But two nights before Christmas, I'm in the store by myself. Door opens. Three young girls walk in, had to been like 8, 11, 13, or 14, and their mother. And they're each carrying a bag of items. And the woman says to me, my daughter said to me this year they don't want any Christmas gifts, anything that I was going to buy them. They want everything to be donated to children who don't have any. And they must have brought in close to $300-$400.
Wow.
And that was the best Christmas gift I could have gotten. And it was really touching, and I'll tell you, your listeners, I can't say enough about how generous they were.
They're amazing.
They are. No, you WANC is no amazing. So I opened up the big gelato door, and I told the girls, "Go to it."
That's
and it was great.
Yeah,
and we're still doing that. So if anybody wants to bring items,
well, that's great.
You get free gelato.
Good for you, man.
Today we're going to do something with.
Our number here on Vox Pop is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is here. Deanna Fox is here. And we are talking about getting ready for the big game with some great recipes. And let's see. I think we've covered everything you guys brought so far, right?
We did.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to John in Albany. John, you're on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, John.
Good. Big fan of the Troy Farmers Market and DeFazio's. And you had mentioned getting cabbage from the store. How come you guys didn't grab any of the fresh veggies from the farmer's market? They definitely have cabbage right now.
Well, they do, but I was in a time crunch last night and had a 9 o'clock grocery store run. So there you go, grocery store.
Well, that'll do. Well, thank you very much. Love DeFazio's, love WAMC. Ray, you're the man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, John.
So while we were taking that call, I did something, and I got no reaction on Rocco at all. I took some of Deanna's onion dip.
I saw you.
Put it on the stromboli.
I saw it. I didn't.
It was really delicious. I recommend this.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, Rocco?
Well, for people who want to have something different, you know, because a lot of beer is consumed and alcohol.
Yep.
But what I have here is, I believe, some of the best soda made in this country.
Show me the label.
It's called Manhattan Special.
Ah.
They've been around since like 1890.
I've never heard of them.
Oh. And I have two of their wonderful flavors.
Okay, what do you got?
I have their espresso soda.
Coffee soda?
No, espresso soda.
Coffee soda?
Oh. And what I'm going to make for you is an affogato.
You can't say that on the radio.
I know, Ray. You say I can't say that word. All right, fine. But it's an affogato.
That's my favorite dessert, Rocco.
I know it is.
That's why
I brought it.
All right.
So we have vanilla gelato.
Uh-huh.
And
Rocco.
Oh, look at that thing. It's like the most glorious root beer float you've ever seen, but it's with espresso
That's
soda.
That's pretty nice.
Look at that.
Well, that is nice.
First shot, you got to let it settle a little bit.
Now, do you put a raw egg in this at any time?
No, raw egg.
No? Okay.
And I'm going to give you some. And then with the vanilla.
Oh, you have a vanilla soda as well from Manhattan Special, a brand I've never heard of.
Oh.
They've been around since 1890.
And know what's beautiful about them? They don't use fructose.
Oh,
it's
nice.
All cane sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And their flavorings are amazing. Nothing cheap about this.
Okay.
Now, this is the affogato, which is a traditional espresso and gelato. But
right.
I do.
Let's see if Deanna dies before I have it.
No, it's heavy. I mean, right? Black coffee at the end of a meal is like the most wonderful thing. But.
Mix it with.
put a little over ice cream, and then
that is good.
Right?
Ice cream, it's gelato.
Oh my God, Rocco, just his head just popped off.
Oh my
goodness.
God, I hate what.
Our number is 800-348-2551. We get you ready for the big game and your celebration with Rocco DeFazio and Deanna Fox, and they have been on the show together before.
Well, Rocco, can you tell people really quickly what the difference between ice cream and gelato is?
Oh my God! Well, number one, it's the mixing process, which is ice cream, 75% air in ice cream.
Right. And they call that the overrun. No, what do they call
it? The overrun.
Overrun. Yeah.
Overrun. Where gelato, it's 75% flavor because of the way it's whipped.
Okay.
Okay. Using thicker blades, less air. And here, try this.
So this is vanilla soda with...
This is cream soda.
Cream soda.
With vanilla gelato.
Why are you having none of this, Rocco? You don't eat it in the day?
Because it's white. Look, it's white. That's why. It's white. More for us.
You don't eat in the day, though, right? You're like
I'll
a vampire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't drink that.
Mmm.
Cream soda and vanilla gelato.
I can't go wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
No, that's delicious.
That's so good.
So
you know,
that's...
How come it's so hard to find, like, cream soda or sarsaparilla? You can't find that stuff. It's so
we
hard.
We have them.
Yeah, it's
at
hard.
At DeFazio's.
Sarsaparilla?
Because this company has really perfected those flavors. The sarsaparilla is incredible. They don't do root beer. They do sarsaparilla.
All right, what's the difference?
Right. I think root beer has gentian root in it, right?
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure what makes sarsaparilla different, but gentian root is that, like, bittering agent.
It is wonderful.
And then there's birch beer. What's the difference there?
Couldn't tell you.
Don't know.
Well, maybe that's an article for you.
It could be. Yeah.
By the way, Deanna Fox, while we have a second here, you bought a school. What's up with that?
Oh, right. So I took over the managing the cooking school at Different Drummers Kitchen. So it's called Albany Cooking School at Different Drummers Kitchen.
Nice.
And we've had brought in a bunch of new instructors, and of course the old favorites. Rick Orlando is still there, doing wonderful classes. Caroline Barrett, who is just a phenomenal, phenomenal home cook. She does some great classes. I've been teaching. The Sassos have been doing sushi, but we have a bunch of new people coming in too. We have someone who's a nutritionist coming in, and she's doing, you know, kind of like health focused stuff. We're doing a lot of vegan cooking, a lot of hands on cooking, baking, a lot of kids camps. So
she probably would not be all that hip with what we have going here.
I mean, well, you know, Rocco did have that one vegetarian thing.
That one thing. All right, back to the phones we go, and Pasquale and Red Hook. You're on.
Hey, Rocco, how are you?
Hey, Pasquale. Patsy Linguini.
Am, right?
My buddy.
Yes. I heard you had the affogato on.
You fell in love with affogato.
Yes,
and your
I
wife
did.
Got very jealous.
Yes, I did. She did.
And she...
I expect to be up there Friday, and that, that stroboli that you made with the... pastrami sounds really good.
It is good with onion dip on it, especially.
It's not, no, you no? got some nice boar's head dark mustard.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I'll have to give it a try when I get up there.
Patsy, right. Love you, man.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-34 you know him then.
Know him too well.
800-348-2551 is our number. Cliff in Kingston. Cliff, you're on.
Hi, guys.
Hello,
Cliff.
How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing.
All right. Manhattan Special's been located down in New York City for many generations.
That's right. That's right.
And I also know how to make a mean egg cream.
Oh yes. Tell me how you make that.
All right. Usually, most places will put the syrup in first, then they'll put the seltzer, then they put the milk in.
Right.
That's backwards.
Nice.
I put the milk in first.
Right.
Good.
And then I add the syrup.
Good.
That's as you bet. And then I turn the tablespoon over, put it on an angle, and then I add the seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use like a cherry or black cherry seltzer.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. We have like a chocolate cherry egg cream.
Wow.
Beautiful. Sounds good.
That's interesting. The order in which you make it is important, huh, Cliff?
Yeah, because if you put the syrup in first, it's gonna take forever for it to dissolve.
Yes.
Blend in.
But Cliff, I like the way it looks.
So in first, the syrup will blend almost instantaneously.
I like the way it looks when you put the syrup in first, because you get those streaks on the side, so it looks like the thing that you're eating.
Well, anyway, that's great. That really sounds good. And you know, I tell you though, that the espresso
affogato
reminded me at first sip of, oh, this is almost like an egg cream. It has that sort of
yes, it does.
Has that texture to it. Let's go to Liz in Mechanicville. Liz.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm very good. Long-time listener.
Oh, thanks.
And I just wanted to share that my husband's family started the Manhattan Special Company in Brooklyn. Yes.
What's your family? What's his family name?
The family's name is Garavuso.
Wow.
And they sold the company in the 60s, but they were the ones that started Manhattan Special.
Oh, what year? What year was that?
It was 1892.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. What a coincidence.
Incredible.
Isn't that funny? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, thank you for calling.
Best Italian family from Brooklyn.
Best soda ever.
Yeah, it's good.
Isn't it unbelievable?
And I'm not saying that because your husband's an Italian. I'm saying it because I'm Italian.
Okay.
There you go, honey.
Can non-Italians drink it as well?
Like Ray eating stromboli with mayonnaise.
You know what?
We can't even talk about that.
All right. Thank you both very much for your understanding. The number here is 800-348-2551. Suddenly it's a Knights of Columbus meeting. 800-348-2551.
No, the Sons of Italy.
That's right. There you go. That's right. Big game coming up. You got any predictions for the game, Rocco?
I'm going to give you my prediction at the end, Ray, because I made a very special pizza for you.
Oh, really?
And when you look at the pizza, it's my prediction
okay.
for the
game. Okay, now we're both Giants fans.
Oh, you don't know.
So we don't have a fighter in this fight.
No, but a few years ago, I went to Boston right after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And there were a couple guys at the hotel there, the doormen. They were having a good time, and I walk up to them and I said, hey, how was you guys when they beat Atlanta? Oh, wasn't that great? We're great. I go, yeah, I got something for you guys. Put my hand in my pocket, came out with the two fingers. And immediately they said, you're a blankety blank Giant fan. I go, yes, and I'm here to ruin your party. And I said, number one, stop with Uggs Brady being the greatest football player ever. I said, we had a guy in our team, number 56.
Okay. All right. I agree with you about Lawrence Taylor, number 56. However,
greatest ever.
I'm at this point now watching Brady. And you know,
I'm not
a Patriots fan, but I'm saying as quarterbacks go, I don't know if I've seen a better body of work over 19 years.
Yes, there was one fella. His name was Giuseppe Montana.
But not over that length of time. I mean, look at Brady. Did you see Brady 2 weeks ago?
This is flag football they play now, Ray.
Well, you make a point. You can't hit the quarterback like you used to.
Hit him? You can't breathe on him heavy.
All right.
Okay. Remember the game when we knocked Joe Montana out of the championship
game? Meaning the Giants. And you and I were right there on the sideline.
Yes.
But no, I understand. And Jim Burt hit him very hard. I remember. Yes.
Very hard.
And his head hit the ground. Yes.
He couldn't walk.
Yes. I remember.
Tom Brady would not like it if Lawrence Taylor lined up across him.
Okay, well, I think that's a good time to give the number to call. Any Patriot fans out there who'd like to talk to Rocco DeFazio, and the number's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We get you ready for the big game. Deanna Fox is here, Rocco DeFazio. We talk great food for your big game party. You're not a real follower of this, Deanna?
No. See, I've had so many people explain football to me, the concept of football. I've sat and watched football games, and I can't understand
it.
Well, you got to go to one end zone and score.
It's the slowest game. It makes no sense.
Slow game?
Slow.
Have you seen a soccer game?
They barely move.
Oh,
and how do they only play one game a week. Like, it seems like it's really, I'm kind of like embarrassed for football players.
It's a little taxing.
You're only on the field for what? You move for like 30 seconds every, what, 10 minutes?
Okay.
Well, you know.
No, she does have a point there. It's, but that minute is very intense.
Yeah. I mean, if one of those minutes requires a 330-pound man to jump on you and you hit the ground.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. But you know what's great? It's great when you get to the end of the season and you get to decide your menu based on the location of the teams. But right. We got to get like some teams that have some real food culture to like be better football teams, like the Bills. The Bills, oh, you could have beef on weck. You could have buffalo wings. You could have so many things, but...
Unfortunately, the Bills, of course, went 5 years, what, 5 years in a row or something?
Yeah.
And lost every time.
Yes. Yeah. I think that was probably before I was born.
So it's beef on loss.
Yeah.
Beef on loss. I like that.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Oh, no, let's take a break here, and then we'll get back to the phones. 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Jim Lavoulis, of course, a Buffalo Bills fan. He's our producer. He'll be in to yell at us in a moment. We'll be back. Yeah, yeah. The General Tso's Stromboli is a hit. Really, really good. Did you try that, Deanna?
I did. It's so good.
Rocco, that's a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
General Tso.
I got a feeling there are some people here irritated with your comments about the Patriots, Rocco.
No.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Diane in North Adams. Diane, you're on.
Oh, North Adams.
Hi.
Hi.
So I grew up in Yonkers and lived for a long time in the city. And I really miss Manhattan's best soda.
Thank you.
And where in the bleak northern Berkshires can I buy it?
Good question.
You have to come over the mountain and come to Troy.
I'm sure they have it somewhere. If you look around, you'll find it. But
Maybe
Guido's.
Yeah, maybe.
Guido's.
Yeah, that's a good
Try
point.
Guido's, but call first. We get it shipped up to us from New York once a week.
Yeah, in the back of a truck.
Well... All right, so I should come to Troy,
yes. And
that would be just okay. I have to wait for, but I
the
have
snow
to
melt.
Wait for yeah. the ice to
yeah.
clear.
Hey, do you have a prediction for the game, Diane?
Well, the Pats, easy.
Yes.
A lot of the experts are saying that, but I think they may have a tough time with that front four of Los Angeles.
I used to be a Giants fan. Always, always, always.
Yeah.
And then I was a Jets fan, but they always break your heart. And now I can't be anything but a Patriots fan.
Where
I mean,
do the Jets play?
Here.
I've never heard of the Jets.
That's that frog team.
They're somewhere in the swamp.
All right. Hey, well, good luck. Enjoy the game. Thanks for the call. Let's go on over to Michael in Queensbury. Michael. Hello, Michael. Hey, Michael. Hello. Goodbye. Mike in Greenwich. Mike, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to, thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it. And I wanted to comment on Ms. Fox's sentiments about the game of football. I agree with her that I think it's pretty ridiculous. Like, one game a week.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
The show
See?
Ideas about the carnitas and the corned beef pastrami. Stromboli, those are awesome. And I love this show. Food Friday's my favorite. And I just wanted to second Mrs. Fox.
Oh,
thank you. See, I know there's people who like understand this. I think also, too, if you don't grow up, I didn't grow up
with you on that, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
I didn't grow up in a football family. I didn't go to a college that had football. None of that stuff. So to like, you know, baseball any day of the week. Basketball, sure. Hockey, bring it.
But even baseball, where it's, you know, most of the time it's not a contact sport. You need a day off a week, right?
If you're pitching.
But in pitching you get 5 days off.
Sure.
But in baseball, they even get a day off.
But
in football.
A day. Football, you get a whole week,
but you're
Ray.
Hitting each other the entire time.
I don't know.
Even, you know, Rocco.
I concur, Ray. I agree.
You wear pads in football. You
yes,
got,
you,
like, stuff on. You don't
you
have
do.
Any stuff on in baseball. Don't be giving me this guff. Listen.
Suddenly it's a George Carlin routine. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Now we go to Michael in Queensbury. Michael, you there?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I heard the comment about the Giants and Joe Montana football game, and I still have memories of that's when I lost all interest in football.
In 1986.
Yeah.
What happened?
I remember the Bert, or I thought it was Marshall. They tried to take out the best quarterback, the most valuable thing to watch and most enjoyable person to watch. They tried to take him out, and they did.
But I think it was Jim Burt going right up the middle. He was the nose guard. And I thought it was a clean hit. I think Joe Montana would say that was a clean hit.
I think he did say it was a clean hit.
I thought there were a couple and the whole point was to take him out.
I don't think so. But you might be right. I mean, I don't know.
It was definitely a different game back then. And I see what you mean. And that's why football has changed the rules. Because, like I was reading today, I once met Steve Grogan.
Great
right. guy.
Yep.
Steve Grogan.
Sure.
And he broke his leg twice.
Oh. Yeah.
Playing football.
Yep.
Okay? And that's what they was a very – that's why today it's touch football. It's don't breathe on him. Don't hit him too hard because he is the star.
Yeah.
But, you know, what about the poor lineman who – gets cracked on and it
all the time.
His leg.
Yeah. Well, Michael, thanks a lot. Are you going to watch the Super Bowl anyway, or are you done?
I watch them for the commercials nowadays.
You know, the dude is making an appearance in the commercials.
Who's that?
I saw that.
From Lebowski. Yeah.
Really?
I've seen that.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Good laughs from the commercials. And again, I'll tell you, finesse over brute force is more entertaining in my humble opinion.
Hey, right. Michael, I have a question for you. When you do watch football, what do you like to eat when you're watching?
Oh, yeah, back to the food. Good plan.
That's what this is.
Oh, well, the chicken wings were traditional.
I could hear it in your voice. I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
I could just hear it. I have a sense about these things.
You like the wings hot, Michael?
Yeah, hot chicken wings and then... Nowadays, because I'm pushing 60, the Tums afterwards.
The Tums.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, enjoy the game or the commercials anyway. We appreciate the call.
Yeah.
800-348-2551 is the number.
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at me. I thought you were going to say something.
No, papaya is also very good.
Papaya?
Papaya pills.
What? Oh.
Take papaya. You didn't know that?
For heartburn?
Yeah.
Indigestion?
Yes.
Never heard that.
Rocco, what has happened to you? What the heck?
He's going vegan over there in Troy.
He's got papaya pills.
You take two papaya pills
before
you're going to eat something spicy. And it just...
Can you just eat a papaya?
Why not just eat a papaya?
Well, you're in a restaurant, let's say, and you're going to say, hold on, let me take out this papaya before I
you know
eat
what?
My chicken wings.
Do you take papaya pills
yes,
before
I do
you
before
do?
I have a couple of papaya pills.
I like the Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, plop.
Brioche we used to drink.
Oh, that's
back
good stuff, too,
day.
Right? That'll work. Marty in Cheshire, wild. Mass. Marty, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I had a quick comment to make. I just heard that caller talking about baseball being so rough. When I was in college, a friend of mine was on the baseball team and the golf team.
Yeah.
And he got a heart murmur and had to give up golf, but he could still play baseball.
Ah, there you go.
Heart murmur.
As far as snacks for the Super Bowl, as far as I'm concerned, the quickest and easiest thing that always makes everybody happy or just baking some stuff in a broiler or on top of crackers.
Oh, absolutely.
One of my favorites is cream cheese, a little bit of minced onion, and a can of clams with the juice. Mix it all together with Worcestershire sauce to taste. And put that in a broiler for a few minutes.
That's pretty good.
Boy, that's a big hit all the time.
That sounds awesome.
You used to do that a lot back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The brick of cream cheese. Yeah.
Well, Marty, thanks for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. I guess we're not going to do much this year. I mean, it's just, I'll watch the game, but that's about it. You know, maybe break out the cheese and crackers. But
well, you know, if you want to do cheese, if you want to do that East Coast, West Coast thing, you could do like a pub cheese. You could make homemade pub cheese or like a cheese ball because that's very Yankee New England.
Yeah.
And then you could do like queso. Well, that's not nachos
bad.
For
not a bad idea
for California.
My mother's cheese spread is one that I'll make at the holidays, but I don't think I'll make it this time. It's just a big block of like the Belvita, like a pound, and then I think just some mayo, some bacon, some horseradish.
Perfect.
And
nice.
Heat it up. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then you cool it, and then you put it on crackers.
That's good.
Let's go to Jill in Waterford. Jill, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Doing very well. I'm leaving for a ski trip in Montana tomorrow.
Nice.
Lucky you.
Well, it's going to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're lucky, yeah.
But my question is, and I was already told that it's not going to get bleeped out.
Okay.
I only tuned in about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And every time you refer to the Super Bowl, you keep saying the big game.
Doesn't it drive you crazy?
So I thought it was not. I thought maybe you weren't. You weren't allowed to say Super Bowl.
I'm glad you said it. It's a gray area, and so we did a sports show a couple of days ago, and we talked about the Super Bowl as the event, and the sports people were on analyzing it. And then there's a rule with the NFL. Like if I owned a bar. And I said, come on in and watch the Super Bowl. The NFL gets very upset. So you have to see, and you see commercials on TV. Oh, the big game, blah, blah, blah. You can't use it in advertising.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is a talk show. We
it
could probably get away with it. But I,
stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds very stupid.
Well, thank you. That's what
like
I strive for.
No, I just wondered why you weren't saying it. I thought really it was. Some kind of FCC thing.
No,
that
all right.
You couldn't say Super Bowl.
Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
There we go. Deanna?
Can you say World Series?
Ray.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I think you can say the
See,
World
there's
Series.
There's another point for baseball.
Why baseball is so.
It annoys me to some extent that they're that proprietary about the name.
Thank you.
But it is what it is. Yeah. The number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Oh, okay. You want to do this now?
Yeah, might as well.
All right. You talk. I'll go get the box. Go ahead.
So this is something I came up with last night. I've been meaning to make a nice dessert pizza for you guys today.
Yeah.
And I said, let's see if I can coordinate it with my prediction for the winner of the game.
Okay.
So open it up, Ray.
I'm opening up the DeFazio's box
there.
And it looks like Stonehenge. I'm sorry.
It's got, what is it, grapes?
Grapes.
So, okay, now this is like a puzzle. We'll decode this.
Grapes come from where?
California. And there is a fault line in the middle, so we're going to say it's somewhere near Los Angeles.
Thank you. So
what's the score? You say Los Angeles wins this game.
Los Angeles wins 31-27.
Ooh, okay. So that is 31-27. That's a higher scoring game than I thought. I thought if Los Angeles could win, they will win by about that, 6 points, something like that. But I thought that maybe 21-15, something like that.
They both have very explosive offenses, and second half defenses tend to wear down.
Oh, you make a point.
And there might be some, like, I think the Rams can definitely do it.
Well, we'll see. And again, I know that Deanna will agree with us that it all comes down to making Brady uncomfortable.
Well, it looks like sour grapes to me.
All right, so you're gonna try the pie?
And there's gorgonzola cheese, grapes. So we have
that's a dessert pie?
Yeah, try it. It's very
okay,
good.
Well, let's take a call here while we do that. 800-348-2551 is the number. Tom in Rosendale. Tom, you're on.
Hey, guys. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
So my bitter angel is picking the Patriots. My better angel is picking the Rams by 6, much like your
interesting. Well, go ahead.
Papaya, great enzymes. That's the reason for papaya pills.
Thank you.
Food of the gods.
Thank you.
And wanted to speak about to Mike's point about the brutality of the game and how he doesn't watch it.
Okay.
Boomer Esiason recently was talking about it, and he was saying it's become a skills game now. So if you like finesse and skill, it's gotten much better for that sort of a fan.
Well, a skills game is a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't have much of a problem with the way the NFL is played now, the game is played now. What about you, Rocco? We go back a ways.
See, I always liked the, again, my favorite player of all time was Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
And I think they're putting the defenses at a real big disadvantage.
Agreed.
You know, and, you know, you touch the receiver, give him the ball at mid, whatever.
Well, part of this is safety, and thanks, Tom, for the call, but part of this is all about money. People love to see points scored, just like in baseball. Home runs sell, you know?
That's what it is.
Let's go to, whoops, wrong button. Patricia in Kingston. Patricia, you're on.
Okay. I really appreciate that people want to have a gathering and make connection with one another, which can be done at any time. We don't have to watch a football game to do so. But I wanted to bring attention to people about the seriousness of the brain damage and concussions that is being found to be very, very significant in many football players.
Yep.
Recently, there was just an article in the New York Times about a recent player who ended up committing suicide in his own home with his children downstairs.
Yep. Yep.
Because he became so debilitated.
Yeah.
And so while everyone is watching this game and, you know, having a grand old time, I think the conversation needs to also include that this is a serious, serious sport that creates brain damage for people.
Okay. Well,
and
I think
that we should take that into consideration.
Okay. And I think really the NFL is taking that into consideration. I do. And we've had this discussion before on the show, and I certainly agree with your basic point. However, this is a food show. So I thank you for the comment, and let's now go over to Lewis in Rockaway Beach. Lewis, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. I want to talk about the Manhattan Beach Soda and the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Manhattan Beach, I think about 2 years ago, that was sold from that family, the Italian family. I think a corporation took it over, but it's still made in Brooklyn. But I don't think it's family-owned anymore.
No, it isn't.
Just
a little earlier, a woman was on. Her husband's family were the original owners, and she did mention how they were sold.
They sold out, yeah.
But people who know the beverage know of its quality.
Absolutely.
I missed that part. And did she talk about how people refer to it as coffee soda?
No, espresso.
Espresso, yes.
Yeah, coffee, right?
Big difference.
Yeah, espresso.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the football, too. I agree with Diana that it's a very boring sport, and it's very slow, one game a week. The most important player on a team, I always say, is the field goal kicker. How many games are won by field goal kickers?
Yeah, you make a point.
Many.
Yeah.
Everything's
quarterback.
Field goal kicker.
All right, Deanna wants
slowly bringing people over to my side. I like it.
All right,
indoctrinating them one by one.
And as far as the Giants go, I was always a 49er fan, and I agree. Giuseppe Montana was probably the best quarterback I've ever seen.
I think Brady's got him beat now. I do.
Giuseppe Montana.
Hey, Lewis, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. All right, I guess we're about out of time here. Rocco DeFazio, how do people find out more about the Fazios and Troy, New York?
DeFazio'sPizza.com.
Yeah.
We're going to be open Super Bowl Sunday. This is probably like the only Sunday that we open.
You make your employees work on Super Bowl
Sunday.
They want
to come.
What are you, Ebenezer Scrooge?
They're gonna enjoy some good eats.
Okay.
And try the Stromboli's and the new pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
You like
stuff.
The grape one?
Very interesting pizza.
With the gorgonzola?
Yeah.
All right, Deanna Fox, how do people find out about your doings?
My website is www.foxonfood.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram at Deanna N. Fox. And Google me.
When's the next class?
We do classes Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, so we have macaroons coming up tomorrow.
We didn't get your prediction on the game.
It's good. My prediction on the game is that I'm going to eat too much.
All right. All right. And we'll say, and I'll go with Rocco here, and I'll say
the Rams
take it, but not by much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all for listening. Thanks to Deanna Fox and Rocco DeFazio for being here today. Support comes from Pekarsky's, South Deerfield, Massachusetts, family-owned since 1948, offering sausages from kielbasa to Italian to bratwurst on smoked meats. Home of New England farm-made sausage, open 7 days, Pekarsky's.com. and Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts, handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends, specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends, rollingrocksalt.com. Thanks again to our guests. Thank you for listening. Thanks for some interesting calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy. Zach, the food's over on this side of the glass, so we'll see you momentarily. Thanks to Barb King, who took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks for being with us on Vox Pop this week. Alan will be back in the big chair on Monday for a Medical Monday at 2 p.m. Have a great weekend. If you watch the big game, enjoy the big game. Make sure you take your papaya pills right now. Stand by for news.